Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Today we'll be hearing from Donna Moore from Cameron Art Museum. She's the museum school director, also Georgia Mastroini, director of youth and family education. They're here to tell us about the museum school at CAM, which has kicked off some amazing summer sessions, and a few have begun, but there are more yet available to us. And these classes are taught by working artists, which is a wonderful phenomenon. So, Donna and Georgia, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about the museum school at CAM. I want people to know, first of all, that if you want details on anything that we're talking about today, you can always go to CameronArtMuseum.org or you can call 910-395-5999. Let's talk about the summer sessions for youth and children.
All right. Thank you, Jamila.
Yes.
We have year-round classes, as you already know, and during the typical school year, we focus mostly on adults, although we do have after-school classes. But in the summer, the adult programming kind of moves over and makes room for Georgia to come in with a lot of kid camps. And we also have, we alternate weeks, and about every other week or so, we have what we call youth studio classes. These are classes taught by local artists. I know they're recognizable names. I know that your audience have all heard of Todd Kerrigan, September Kruger, Kristen Gibson, Zach Hanner, Kyra Van Sickle, Renata Abade, and I guess that's it for the studio classes.
Familiar.
Yeah, you may have heard them on this interview with you with different events in town. But they come in for a week, and intensive sounds kind of serious, but they do week-long classes that meet every day for 3 to 4 hours. And so middle and high school students are able to come in and focus on something as specific as clay or fiber arts, portrait drawing, painting, mixed media. Zach is doing some great theater, filming, write your own script thing. They can do that, come in 5 days in a row, and work with working artists. Mm. And a really cool thing, too, is the tuition includes all supplies. So parents, all you have to do is register them, drop them off, and we take care of the rest.
Wow. Now, what age are we looking at for those sessions?
These sessions focus on middle and high school students.
Okay. Now, I saw a number of things on the website. Is there portrait drawing and fun with fabrics and...
Funny you should say that.
Okay.
That starts just next week, yes. Todd starts with portrait drawing in the morning from 10 to 1. And then September Kruger and Kristen Gibson both are doing fun with fabrics, textiles like silk scarves, resist dyeing, and so on in the afternoon.
All right. I've saw hands-on clay and then rocking clay camp. Now, what is rocking clay camp?
What's that? If you know Renata, you need not ask.
Oh.
Yeah. Renata's great. He also works with the Dreams program here in town, so a lot of kids may know him from that. Yeah, he's got a really positive, just great attitude he brings into the classroom, and it's all hand-building with clay. So we work in Studio One in the museum school.
Okay. How about the storytelling with art? Has that begun?
Actually, that has. That is a part of our Kids at Museum Camp program, which is geared towards the younger children. We break it down to ages 5 to 8 and 9 to 12. And storytelling with art is one of the themes of our summer camp. We're actually in the middle of our first session of that this week. We just began on Monday. And what we're doing with these camps this year is they're all consistently multimedia experiences. So the children are exposed to drawing, painting, sculpture work, clay, printmaking, collaging, all kinds of things, all kinds of materials. But something different that we're doing this year is we're choosing different themes for the camps. So storytelling with art is one of them that we're offering. As I mentioned, we're doing one this week, and we'll also have one for the 9 to 12-year-olds beginning on July 7th. And with that, we're trying to teach children creative ways to tell a story through their visual art. And the other themes that we'll be offering, the next one is called Outside the Box, Using Unconventional Materials, where we're going to introduce children to the idea of recycled art as well as kind of creative challenges, like create a painting, but instead of giving them a paintbrush, we'll give them bubble wrap, we'll give them stamps, we'll give them sponges, things like that, so they can really use their imagination, their creativity. And the final themes that we're offering is learn from great artists, work in the style of your favorite artists. In those camps, we'll be introducing the children to great artists from the past, Michelangelo, Picasso, Monet, Degas, lots of different types of artists, Bearden, Mary Cassatt, and we're very excited about that as well. And with all of the camps, we spend a part of each day inside the galleries, that so the children get to see the work in person that we have on display in the exhibitions. So we go in there, we have conversations, we do drawing in the galleries, and then we use our inspiration from there and bring it back into the classroom in Studio One.
It sounds so well planned, because with children, really almost maybe even adults as well, to keep things moving and to have different media that you use and have some gallery time, some studio time, some outside time, you mix it up like that and nobody gets bored or restless. You just keep things going. Yeah, yeah, it's important. And I think that also addresses the way that we learn, because some people learn by looking at things, some people learn by listening, others have to get their hands on it. And I know that you guys come at it from all those angles, which really makes it a very rich experience for everybody involved. If you're just joining us, we're hearing from Georgia Mastorini. You just heard her a second ago, and before that, Donna Moore. Donna is the Museum School Director at Cameron Art Museum, and Georgia is the Director of Youth and Family Education. We're talking about the Museum School at CAM, and I want to give you again the website, because you can get all the details by going to CameronArtMuseum.org, or you can call 910-395-5999. Let's look also, I know that throughout the year there are sessions for adults. Have we covered the children and youth pretty well, you think, Donna? Or you got something else you want to say?
Just, you know, if you want to register, the website that you mentioned, plus you can also drop by. We'll be happy to give you more detailed information if you'd rather speak in person.
Okay.
Or give us a ring, whichever.
Okay. And Georgia, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I also wanted to add that with our Kids at Museum camps, one of our favorite days of the week is Friday, which is our last day of the camp. And on those days, we take all of the work that the children have been creating throughout the week, and we let the children turn the classroom into their own museum. So all of the work that they've done, we put it into different tables, and the children curate their own art show. And then we invite the families to come a little early, and the kids can invite their cousins, their brothers, their sisters, their neighbors, the more the merrier, and we let the children have their own art opening, where they can show off the work that they've done for their parents, and then also bring their families into the galleries so that the families can see what the kids have been learning about all week.
Great. We have a little time left to talk about the summer sessions for adults, so let's go there.
Well, Jamila, it occurred to me when I was parking the car that George and I, in order to come here today, she had to get someone to come and sit in for her during the camp. And then I left a basic photography class that just started today with Alan Craddock as the instructor. We also have drop-in Tai Chi at noon with Martha Gregory. Tomorrow will be drawing animals with Todd. He teaches both our youth and adults. So we always, almost always have something going on.
Do you have live models for the drawing animals?
Probably not a good idea.
Well, you know, our registrar is not real hip. Holly, you know, we ask about a goat or a pig, but we haven't gotten approval on that yet. Yeah,
kind of hard to draw a moving target, too.
I think that class is going to take a field trip. I think that's
good.
How we'll solve
oh,
that
good.
One.
Oh, yeah. Good. Sketch pad out at the farm.
That's
wonderful.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some of those adult classes now.
Well, summer session two won't start until the end of July. We're just in summer session one now, so it's kind of late to register for that, but you can keep an eye on the webpage or get brochures to find out more about that. We have weekend workshops. So this coming weekend, I wanted to highlight Melanie Connor is doing a fibers workshop on the art of weaving. That's a two-day workshop, Saturday and Sunday. We have both one and two-day workshops, which is cool, you know, depending on how much time you can devote. But if you're familiar with Melanie, she does some beautiful both, well, functional, you know, weaving scarves and
wearable
garments. And I think the focus of this introductory workshop would be a wall piece.
Ooh, nice.
And then basic studio photography next weekend on June 28th, again with Alan. So if you want to learn how to take headshots.
You know his work from the Star News. He does a lot of photography for
the
newspaper.
Right, and he's been a real friend to us, too. He's done a lot of our promotional shots as well as being an instructor.
I have to say about Alan Craddock, though, that he really doesn't look very good in red fishnet stockings. That was from the Womanless Beauty Pageant, and he was kind enough to step up and be part of that. And he did not make a pretty woman. It wasn't a good situation.
He has not shared that image with
us.
No,
you'll
have
to tell
ask
him
about
that Jamila
that.
Said,
yeah.
Hey, and don't wear those red stockings again.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And a few more classes you want to mention?
Let's see. Coming up later in the summer, you may know Melanie Walter. She has an opening 4th Friday. Friday across the street at the Arts Council, the end of this month. She's doing a cool workshop in early July, I think it is. It's pine needle basketry, but she's making pine needle stars, and it's for kids and adults.
Ooh.
So anyone can sign up. That's the first time we haven't done a lot of that, so that's a new one. Good. Then we have some printmaking coming up later. Kyra Van Sickle is doing some jelly printing and mixed media, and Tara Santini, may know her from Dreams, too. She's doing monotype and dry point. I mean, we just have watercolor with Melissa Manley and Betty Brown.
There's more than we can cover. Really.
There is.
Yeah. Let me give folks a website one more time. Just go to CameronArtMuseum.org or call 910-395-5999 or drop by the Cameron Art Museum, talk with Donna Moore or Georgia Mastroini, and find out about all the great things that are going on at the Museum School at CAM. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us, Jamila.
And you have a good summer, too. Come play with us sometime.
I will come play with you. I had a great time with that mandala drawing class a while back.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.